We are now going to begin Sefer Shari Tshuva, the Gate of Repentance, the first gate. Let's begin with an introduction to Rabbeinu Yonah Gerundi. Rabbeinu Yonah Gerundi was born in Gerona Catalina in the year 1200 and passed away in 1263. He studied along with the Tosafists in France and under Rav Shlomo ben Abraham of Montpellier in particular. A controversy concerning the works of the Rambam containing philosophy began in 1232. He, like his Rabbanim, sided with those that opposed philosophy and the philosophers, entering into the works of Torah and therefore into the yeshivot and into the masses of the students of Torah. The inquisitors, Yimach Shemam, may their names be blotted out, saw this as an opportunity to further assert their hate against the Jews and seize the moment to have the Rambam's works burned. Not just his works of philosophy and ethics, not just those works that were in question, but all of his works. This encompassed works on Jewish law that assisted the layperson and scholar alike. This was a tremendous travesty. For it is known that Rav Shlomo ben Avraham, who was involved in the introduction of this controversy, did not oppose the Rambam as a Rav, as a scholar, as a man of incredible moral fiber. He opposed the idea of incorporating outside works into works of Torah, for fear that this would be, not as the Rambam had hoped, a refuah, a cure for the ailments of his day when people were moving away from Torah, being tempted by the philosophers. He was fearful that seeing these works quoted within the works of Torah and their ideas mentioned, that it would not bring back those that left, but eject those that are already in. This controversy, highly misunderstood by secular scholars of our day, spiraled somewhat out of proportion with this total destruction of his works. This affected everyone. As the Rambam's works clearly laid out for everyone, a simple means to be able to find Jewish law and to observe it, to know clearly where the lines exist of what may and may not be done. A few years later, the inquisitors widened their path of destruction to extend it to other parts of Torah literature. And in the very same square where the Rambam's works were burned, the Talmud was set to flame. Upon seeing this event, Rabbeinu Yonah was struck with the awesome devastation the loss of Torah, the loss of books containing the holy words of our sages, books that took months and years to write, as the printing press had still not met these works. Rabbeinu Yonah saw in this divine retribution It was retribution for the burning of the works of the Rambam. In the letter of Hillel of Verona, it says that Rabbeinu Yonah traveled to the synagogues and exclaimed, "I undertake to prostrate myself at the Rambam's grave and confess that I spoke and sinned against his works." Upon returning from France to his birthplace, Rabbeinu Yonah began a campaign to teach Musar, ethics and morality, to the masses. To the layperson and to the scholar alike, he made it his mission to bring the Jewish soul back to Hashem. To assist people to perfect its traits, connect that soul back to its creator. Later, he settled in Barcelona, joined there by many students, all looking to learn from his teachings. At the end of his life, Israel, he was begged to stay, to assist them to create a center of Torah, a yeshiva. Through his assistance, the yeshiva flourished. But sadly, after 2 years, Rabbeinu Yonah passed away. He left behind some of the greatest teachers of all generation. His school is one of the founding schools of the Rishonim, the early commentators that follow the period of the Gemara. The school that to this very day each and every scholar turns to understand clearly the deeper depths of the Talmud. Rabbeinu Yonah practiced what he wrote and preached. He was known world over for his good traits and piety. His works, from his time and even unto ours, are considered underpinnings to achieving a path of truth in Torah and service of Hashem. The Shari Tshuva, the gates of repentance, are divided into 4 gates. The first gate, Be'or HaTshuva V'Ikareha, the explanation of repentance and its principles. The second gate, Lerot HaDerachim Shit Orer HaAdam Behen Lashuv El Hashem, teaching the ways to awaken oneself to return to Hashem. The third gate, Neve'er Chomer HaMitzvot V'Azharot V'Chilukei HaOnashim, explanations on the graveness observing the commandments and warnings and their punishments. The fourth gate, Chilukei HaKapara, the divisions of atonement. The first gate has 52 chapters, the second 34, the third 231, and the last 22. Each chapter is brief and covers a specific detail within each gate. There's a certain poetic grace that exists in the writings of Rabbeinu Yonah. He was a master of the Hebrew language, a poet. It's unfortunate that in translation, and with the limits of this course, this cannot be expressed further. Nevertheless, and we will do our best to do justice to his works. Our intent here is to teach the core concepts of each gate. It's expected that the reader will be diligent to look further into the Shari Tshuva to gain a greater understanding and awakening to serve Hashem. Today's shiur is going to be somewhat limited. We're going to just introduce the idea of tshuva by covering the first 3.5 chapters. We will take certain excerpts out and we'll translate them and explain them. With the help of God, I hope that all those that have the ability will seek out your local Jewish bookstore or go online. It's possible to purchase a copy of the Shari Tshuva, The Gates of Repentance, published by Feldheim in both English and Hebrew. I highly recommend purchasing the Sefer, taking the time to review the shiur that we're going to give, and also taking the opportunity to read ahead and prepare for the coming shiurim. So let us begin the first gate. Rabbeinu Yonah begins with introducing us to the idea of tshuva, repentance, by first framing tshuva into the correct perspective. It is an unfathomable gift from Hashem. It is a chesed, a kindness. A kindness that extends beyond all that which we can comprehend. A kindness which Hashem provided for us before He created the universe. A kindness that allows us to exist given the physicality of our own beings. First chapter, Bi'ur HaTshuva V'Ikareha, the explanation of repentance and its principles. Min ha-tovot asher hetiv Hashem yiparach im beruav. It is amongst the great good that Hashem has done for His creations. Ki yachin lahem haderech la'alot mitoch pahat ma'asehem velanus mipach pishehem. To prepare for them a way to leave the pit of their deeds and escape the trap of their offenses. Lachshoch nafsham mini shahat ulahashiv ma'alehem apo. To save themselves from destruction and to remove Hashem's wrath from them. Velimidam viziram lashuv elav. Hashem in His abundant kindness and uprightness taught them. He let them know that this gift was available to them. Ki yechetu lo lerov tuvo v'yashro. That when they sin against Him, ki hu yada yitzram, for He knew their inclination. Vim hirbu lifshoa v'limrod uveged bogdim begadav. That even if they have sinned and rebelled in abundance or have abandoned Him, lo sagar ba'adam dal te tshuva, He has not shut the doors of repentance to them. It is open to all at all times. There is never a moment, even when the sword rests upon the neck, in fulfillment of a gzerah, of a decree for His death, it is still not too late to repent. Hashem's kindness extends beyond just allowing for tshuva. He opens its doors even if the motives behind the tshuva are not completely out of love and awe for Him. Ki ha-tshuva mekubelet, gam ki yashuv achote merov tzarotav, kol shechen im yashuv mirat Hashem v'ahavat. For repentance is accepted when the sinner returns from many troubles, all the more so if he returns with awe and fear of Hashem. Even when man is lacking in his natural abilities, Hashem grants him this gift to return to Him. Ki yazor Hashem l'shavim, kasher en yativam maseget. Hashem will help the returner when they are limited by their nature. V'chadesh b'kirbam ruach Torah la'asig ma'alat avato, and He will renew in them a spirit of purity, so they may obtain a level of love for Him. In the second chapter, we learn that given this gift that Hashem has granted to us, that Hashem expects us to cherish this gift. Not to be as one who is handed a precious pearl and throws it into the sea like a stone of no value. Vida, no. Ki achote kashe yitacher lashuv mechatato, yichbad alav me'od onsho b'chol yom. The sinner, when he holds back from returning from his sin, his punishment grows immensely greater each day. Ki yodea ki yetsa haketzef alav, v'yesh lo manos lanus shama v'hamanos hu hatshuva. For he knows that anger has been kindled against him, and he has a sanctuary to run to, repentance. V'omed b'mirdo v'hino b'ra'ato, and he stands in rebellion and continues in his evil. Uviyado latzet mitoch ha-hafecha, it's in his hands to leave the turmoil. V'lo yagur mitnei ha'af v'achema, but this person, he doesn't shy away from the anger and wrath. Aken ra'ato rabah, so his evil is exceedingly great. Given the incredible exponential growth in punishment associated with not using this great gift of Hashem, who would not run to repent with zeal? Below yimatze ichor ha-tshuvazu late ba'amei ha'aretz. The only person that would delay repenting is one that is ignorant. V'yesh mehem nidachim me'al Hashem baruch hu. There are those that are cast away from Hashem. Lo yaminu le'onesh achet. And they do not believe in the punishment of sins. It is a tremendous and total lack of appreciation of what Hashem has given to us, that we would not run to return to Him in an instant, at the moment of sin. Appreciation only comes through knowledge, through understanding. How does one show appreciation to his wife? By understanding clearly the things that she does for him. And once knowing, once a person realizes and understands what this person does, how this person allows him to live his life, how he raises the how she raises the children, how she keeps the house in order. Only once he realizes all these things does he now have an appreciation. Appreciation is the key to acting. For once a person appreciates, he's then compelled to act upon this. So only ignorance stands between us and Hashem. If we appreciate all that which Hashem has done for us, and if we appreciate, at the very least, the gifts that He has handed us, we will truly and surely return to Hashem. The gift of tshuva extends just beyond the static moment. The act itself, the repentance and the return. Chapter 4 tells us that quickly, running to do tshuva, once a person, heaven forbid, has slipped, returning as soon as possible is a means to prevent a relapse. It's an opportunity. An opportunity to be protected from sin. Hitponen bera'at hamitacher min ha'tshuva ki rabahi. Contemplating further the great evil of delaying repentance. Ki lule hitmahmea. If he had not delayed, ki atashav ne'enach b'mrirot lev, if he now returned sighing with a bitter heart, b'rogza uvida'aga, quaking and anxious, v'dalafa eino mituga, with eyes overflowing from sorrow, ki ifgeshehu yitzro shenit, when he would meet his inclination a second time, prepared to bring him to sin again, he will overcome it. Miyizkor asher avar alav kos amirut v'lo yosif lishto od. He will remember the bitter cup he drank before, and he will not bring himself to drink again. Through sincere and honest tshuva, an impression is left upon the physical being of the person himself, an impression within his emotions and mind. A remembrance of what it meant to be far from Hashem, what it meant to have a barrier between you and your source of life. When a person has tasted that bitterness, and its impression is firmly embedded within him, holding back from returning and returning quickly. It'd be impossible.